This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint Stephen Harding. For some, it is difficult to understand why a person would give up material comforts, choose to do hard manual labor, and pray frequently during the day in order to become closer to God. Stephen Harding is a very important example for us, not only because he embraced his way of life, but because of him, others are attracted to do the same today. We know very little of Stephen's early life, except that he received his education at Sherborne Abbey in Dorsetshire, England. He then traveled with a friend to visit Scotland and Paris, at that time Europe's center of learning and cultural life. From there they went on to Rome. On their return, they passed through a forest and came upon a group of monks who lived in huts and survived by eating only the meager vegetables which they raised for themselves. This life attracted Stephen, who stayed behind with them while his friend returned on home. But after some years, the spirit which had attracted Stephen and united the monks gradually changed. This led the abbot, the prior, and Stephen, along with about 20 others, to obtain permission to leave. The new spot in which they chose to settle was in an uncultivated, gloomy region deep in the forest of Citeaux. After much labor and assistance from the local workmen, their new abbey was dedicated in 1098. Not long after this, the abbot was recalled to his former abbey, the prior died, and Stephen was elected as the head, or abbot, after being in the new location for only 3 years. During these 3 years, Stephen's abbey at Citeaux prospered because it received material support from visiting pilgrims and gifts from the local merchants. To encourage his monks to return to their earlier austere life of supporting themselves by their own manual labor, Stephen no longer accepted any contributions or gifts. He discouraged using the expensive, heavily brocaded and ornamented vestments in favor of vestments and fabrics made of common materials. He encouraged the monks to use less expensive silver chalices instead of the golden ones previously used during the Mass. These rules cut off most of the abbey's income, discouraged visitors, and all but eliminated future novices from seeking entrance. With supplies running short and starvation near, Stephen, in great faith, asked his fellow monk to go to a nearby market and purchase 3 horses and 3 wagons filled with the supplies they desperately needed. To the monk's surprise, Stephen handed him 3 pence, saying he had nothing else. On the monk's way, he explained his difficult mission to a friend who happened to know a wealthy friend who was dying. This person was persuaded to supply all the necessary funds to fulfill Stephen's request. But the plight of the abbey only worsened as many monks became ill and died from an unknown disease. Even Stephen's faith in his own leadership for God's will was shaken by these conditions. He approached a monk who was very sick and asked that after he died, could he please return and advise Stephen if he was truly following God's will? Later, the monk did appear to him and said God was not only pleased with Stephen, but that recruits would come, like bees to honey, who would then spread throughout the world. Later, the abbey's gatekeeper was approached by a group of 30 enthusiastic, educated, and mostly young men, whose leader was named Bernard. This young nobleman had rounded up his closest friends and relatives and convinced them to join him in asking for admission. From then on, more novices applied for admission, and there was no longer fear of starvation, for the abbey had become well known and gained the respect of all of France. Stephen, who had begun God's work at Citeaux, now began the tasks of creating and writing down his rule of life and of guiding the religious growth of Bernard. Soon other houses were formed, among which was that of Clairvaux, to which Stephen appointed Bernard when he was only 24 years old. This religious order was named the Cistercians, which is derived from the Latin name for this abbey. Stephen's rule of life, known as the Charter of Charity, organized the Cistercians as an order and identified their way of life. When Stephen's death approached, some of his fellow monks who had gathered at his bed commented upon how he would soon be enjoying the presence of God. Upon hearing these comments, Stephen became upset, and his last words corrected them by saying, Indeed, I assure you that I am going to God as trembling and as anxious as if I had never done any good. For if there has been in me any good at all, and if any fruit has been produced by my littleness, it was through the help of the grace of God. And I fear greatly, lest perhaps I have guarded that grace less jealously and less humbly than I ought to have done. With these last words, Stephen died. Stephen Harding was declared a saint in 1623, and along with Bernard of Clairvaux, is considered the co-founder of the Cistercian order.